John 15:13-17, remain in my love, part two. Hear the word of the Lord today. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. Our goal is to help ordinary believers grow as disciples of Jesus, to make disciples of Jesus, and to equip them for every good work through the word of God. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and who is becoming like Jesus. Please continue our basic approach of read, write, share, and listen. The last session was entitled, Remain in My Love, Part 2. Jesus loves us and invites us to remain in His love. He wants us to live in a love relationship with Him. In Part 2, Jesus said that we are His friends if we obey His commands. His main command is to love one another as He loved us. Jesus reveals His heart and everything from the Father to His friends. He has a close relationship with His friends and trusts them. He promises that if we are His friends, that we will bear much fruit. Let us prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you love us and invite us to remain in your love, and you call us friends. Thank you that you've made it possible for us to know you and to have a close relationship with you. Open our eyes and hearts today to hear and understand your word, and may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 15:13-17, remain in my love, part two. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant doesn't know what his Lord does, but I call you friends, for everything that I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Meditation question. How does Jesus love his friends? Why do you think Jesus reveals himself to his friends and not to servants? We discussed verse 13 in the previous section about how Jesus loved us. The verse is also connected to being friends of Jesus, which is the theme of this passage. We call people friends with whom we have a close relationship. A relationship with a servant or an employee differs from a relationship with a good friend. A servant obeys out of obligation, but a friend is someone you trust and can share your heart with. Jesus calls his disciples friends. He wants to be close to us and for us to know the heart of the Father. Through our relationship, he speaks to us, leads us, and works through us. Jesus continually reveals the Father to us and deepens our love relationship with him. In John 17:26, Jesus said, I've made you known to them, and will continue to make you known so that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Servants do what they are told to do, but usually their boss does not share his plans with them. People share their hearts and plans with friends. Jesus said that he calls us friends because he tells us everything he hears from the Father. If we obey his commands, we are his friends. Jesus is a friend who loves us, laid down his life for us, knows us, and reveals the Father to us. Of course, we are his servants, but he calls us his friends. He trusts us and lets us in on what he is doing. Verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Meditation question. What is God's part and our part in bearing fruit? What is fruit that remains? How does this affect your understanding of prayer? Everyone wants to be chosen, valued, and fruitful. What a joy to know that Jesus has chosen us. He has chosen me, and he has chosen you. In the world, we are not always chosen, valued, or recognized. The world is very competitive. Often, only the most talented are accepted and honored. But Jesus chose us. We are part of his family and on his team. We are loved, accepted, and forgiven by him. And he wants us to use us to produce fruit that lasts forever and ever. A huge lesson from John 15:1-17 is that fruitfulness flows out of our relationship with Jesus. Fruitfulness depends on a relationship with him. We don't have to struggle or strive to bear fruit. We only need to stay connected to Jesus. Verses 9-17 emphasize remaining in his love. This means to stay connected to Jesus and to live in love relationship with him. This is the key to being fruitful. Prayer is an integral part of this relationship. When we pray, we are not just asking God for anything that comes to our mind. Prayer is a conversation with God. We open our hearts to him and listen to him. As we remain in his love, we know his heart and his will. Then we can pray with confidence that our prayers will be answered. I don't know if this is the best example, but I think I went through this process in developing a friend's Bible study. I've always loved God's Word and developed Bible studies to help ordinary people meditate on the Scriptures. Over a period of a year or two, I kept thinking about the need to help ordinary disciples grow stronger through a systematic study of the Bible. This was a process. I thought about it, prayed about it, and talked with friends about it. I cannot remember exactly how long this lasted. However, I reached a point when I felt strongly that this was what God wanted me to do. I knew that God had prepared me to do this and put it into my heart. We are still working on making Friends Bible Study more user-friendly. Many areas need improvement. However, we have seen great fruit in the lives of many people involved in Friends Bible Study. I receive a sharing from people around the world who are studying, meditating on the Scripture, and sharing their hearts with others. Their lives have been transformed as well as the people around them. As I remained in Jesus' love, he and the Father revealed to me what they wanted me to do. I asked our Father to lead, guide, and provide in the development of Friends Bible Study. My prayer came out of remaining in his love. It was not something I dreamed up or begged God to do. He produced fruit and used us as we remained in his love. We can partner with God and join him in his work through this love relationship. Verse 17, this is my command, love one another. Meditation question, why do you think Jesus repeated this command in verse 17 after saying it in verse 12? In verse 17, Jesus repeated in three words what he had already said in verse 12, love each other. Jesus also commanded us to love one another as he loved us in John 13:34-35, when he said everyone would know that we're truly his disciples if we obeyed this command. When something is repeated in the Bible, it is something very important. Jesus wanted to make it crystal clear. Every follower of Jesus should know what Jesus commanded us to do without question. Loving other people is a crucial part of our relationship with Jesus. Genuine love for others flows out of our relationship with him. If we do not love each other as Jesus commanded, we have completely misunderstood Jesus and are not doing the will of God. Conclusion. In summary of John 15:1-17, there are two main points I would like to emphasize. Number one, put your relationship with God first. Remain in Jesus and in his love. This must be our highest priority and main focus. If we stay connected with him, we will bear much fruit. Apart from him, we can do nothing. And number two, love others the way that Jesus loved us. This is his main command. If we obey his commands, we will remain in his love, and he will produce lasting fruit through us. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful passage about abiding in Christ and remaining in your love. May this bring life, joy, confidence, and lasting fruit in our lives. May everyone who is studying this passage together experience your indwelling life and overflow with your love. In Christ's name, amen.